All right, in Genesis 39, verses 7 to 12, we just read, and I want to give you the text that I'm preaching from. Verse 10, it came to pass as she spake to Joseph day by day, that he hearkened not unto her to lie by her or to be with her. Father, I pray that you will bless the preaching and help us to understand the wonderful truth that is here in this passage of Scripture. And I know we all think we got it figured out, but there's some things here that will just help us so much if we'll listen today. So I pray you'll speak to us. And if there's anyone here that's not saved, I pray they'll get saved today and that no one would leave this place lost. And I pray you'll speak to us in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Of course, we have here the story of Joseph, and it is a very familiar story. Most of us could tell this story about Joseph. Joseph, of course, was sold by his jealous brothers. His brothers just always were jealous of Joseph, and because of that sin, they sold their brother. I mean, they wanted to kill him, and instead they sold him. He became a slave and eventually ended up here in Egypt and was sold to Potiphar. Potiphar, of course, was an important man, and Joseph had, as a slave, we just see so many things with the life of Joseph. Of course, a lot of comparisons with the Lord Jesus, but also Joseph just shows us how God is in control of everything. And I love the story of Joseph. You know, you sit here today and you're not sure, just like the Pearson's just saying, you just don't, well, what's going to happen tomorrow? He knows and he controls what's going to happen. And he controlled it with Joseph. You would have thought Joseph would get bitter. He's been sold by his brothers. He's a slave. And yet he just keeps trusting God. I would urge you today, just keep trusting God. Believe God's going to take care of everything like Joseph. Because notice what happened in verse 1. Joseph was brought down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard, an Egyptian, bought him of the hands of the Ishmaelites, which had brought him down thither. And the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man. And he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. Notice that about Joseph. He's a prosperous man. Wait a minute. You're talking about the guy that was sold by his brothers? Oh, yeah. But that was just something that happened. God had his hand on Joseph. Folks, listen to me. I don't care what happens. If God has his hand on you, if you let God have you, he controls what's going to happen. Amen. And so Joseph is prosperous. He's a slave, but he's prosperous. Notice verse 3. His master saw that the Lord was with him. There it is. His master saw the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hand. Boy, that's so good. Joseph found grace in his sight, and he served him. He made him overseer over his house, and all that he had he put into his hand. Now Potiphar has entrusted everything to Joseph. Everything that Potiphar owns, Joseph now has control. Joseph later on says, I have control of all of Potiphar's wealth and his business and everything. I have control over his whole household except for his wife. That's what he said. And verse 5, it came to pass from the time he had made him overseer in his house and over all that he had, that the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. And the blessing of the Lord was upon all that he had in the house and in the field. And so because of Joseph, Potiphar, his business grows. His household grows. Everything is better. And he left all that he had in Joseph's hand. And he knew not aught he had save the bread which he... He's totally trusting Joseph with everything. And the Bible says Joseph was a goodly person and well-favored. And I don't you love that? I mean, that is a wonderful, wonderful thing. And we think, you know, and certainly I have thought this many, the story ought to end there, right? Wouldn't that be great if the story just ends there? But God has more for Joseph to do. Because then a wicked woman, Potiphar's wife, gets after Joseph. She's wicked. She's immoral. She's a tool of Satan. You can call her whatever you want to call her. But she goes after Joseph to get him to commit immorality. And of course, that's happening all over our world. We don't have to spend a whole lot of time on it and go into all the gory details. But most of us kind of think of verses 11 and 12 And we think that is really the key to the whole story here. And I love it. I love the way it's worded. It came to pass about this time, Joseph went into the house to do his business. There was none of the men of the house there within. So she has an opportunity. There's nobody there. Her and Joseph, in her mind, she can commit immorality. And the truth of the matter is, there's nobody around. Nobody sees. Nobody can tell. She thinks Joseph surely is going to give in and commit immorality. She caught him by his garment, saying, "Lie with me." And he left his garment in her hand, and I love the way this is worded, and fled and got him out. Now, I'll tell you what, save yourself a lot of heartache if you just flee and get you out. When the devil tempts, when there's temptation, when it's coming and you have an opportunity, and you look around, and what we do, that we'll look both ways, you know, hey, nobody's looking, you better just flee and get you out. Amen. I mean, when you're all alone on the internet, you better flee and get you out. Amen. I mean, it's just the best thing. Nobody's going to see you drink that drink. Nobody's going to see you tell that dirty story. Nobody's going to know about all this. Nobody's going to see what you look at, what you listen to. Right. You better flee and get you out now. But to me, that's not what the story really, the whole thing is all about. And it just, you know, I've preached on this before and really never mentioned this. I don't know that I've ever preached on this this verse before. Because this morning I want to call your attention to verse 10. In fact, it's the title of my message. It came to pass as she spake to Joseph, watch it, day by day. Day by day. We always go to verses 11 and 12 and say, good job, Joseph, way to go. But I want to say good job, Joseph, way to go, because every day. Day by day, he took his stand. Day by day, every day. You know, that's what's so exciting to me. And so I decided to kind of study this out a little bit. It's interesting. On Wednesday nights, you know, we have all our bus kids in here, and we may have 100 and some children in here on a Wednesday night, and the favorite song always, I mean, it always has been for since I've been here, the favorite request is what? Day by Day. Used to be number 100. Now we have the new books, and it's, I don't even know what number. Don't look. But Day by Day, you know? And you know, you want, well, they like the tune. They like, man, maybe that's it. I don't know. I like the truth, is it, because we live our lives day by day. We you know, we may have that one time that we have a great victory, but how about a victory every day? How about having victory? How about seeing God do something great every day? How, you know, it's wonderful at the end of the week to say, woohoo, boy, God did a great thing today. And that's a great thing. But I like people that just keep going every day. I like day by day by day by day. And so I broke this down into several things to think about. Number one is a day-by-day conflict, because that is how we live, isn't it? Isn't it every day? I don't know about you, but I'm tempted every day. I don't know about you, but I have thoughts that go through my mind every day. It's very seldom just at one time. It's just every day there's something. Every day it seems like there's some temptation. Every day there's some negative thought. Every day there's something to discourage me. Every day there's something to try to drag me down. Just seems like the devil is there every day. Seems like I just get out of bed and there he is causing some kind of trouble. Every day. Every day. You know, verse 10 is such a blessing. It came to pass as she spake to Joseph day by day. You know, a day-by-day conflict. I mean, praise the Lord for verse 12 that says he fled and got him out. I'm glad about that. But every day he fled and got him out. Every day, no matter how she bats her eyelashes. You know, hey, big boy. You know, it didn't matter. You know what he did? He walked out. I mean, maybe she hiked her skirt up a little bit. You know, maybe she wore something revealing. And every day, hey, big boy, you know, come on. And every day, tempting, taunting, going after him. You know, no matter what it was, she was doing everything she could to try to lure him. But day by day, he walked away. I don't care what kind of perfume she put on. Didn't matter. Didn't matter. You know, she may have wore her Daisy Dukes. Didn't matter. Didn't matter. Every day, day by day, he knew, I gotta get away. I cannot do this. And you know, it's every day we have a conflict, folks. Every day. You sit here today and you think, you know, well, oh, that one day, but it's every day. It's every day. Every day the devil is after us. But every day we can overcome just like Joseph did. You know, I sometimes somebody will sit and they'll say, Pastor, I failed today. Well, how'd you do yesterday? Well, I did pretty well yesterday. How'd you do the day before? I did pretty well the day before. How'd you do the day before? I did pretty well. You know, three cheers for the person that makes it day by day. Okay, you messed up on that day, but thank God that you kept going, you did right day by day. We have conflicts every day. We have immoralities after us, you know? Honestly, it is. The internet, emails that just randomly find you, you know, just different stuff. I'm amazed how many dating things think that I'm single. We've been married 39 years in October, and I'm constantly getting emails. I don't know how it all happens. We've got filtered junk and everything. But, hey, big boy. You know, I mean, I've got, and all that stuff comes under the, whatever it's called, where it doesn't have pictures. I don't know what that's called. What's it called? No, it's the junk mail. That's what it is. See, I know these things. Anyway, it comes in the junk mail, and it'll say, hey, and it says my email or some form thereof of the email, we saw your profile. Really? I don't think that's what it means, does it? It's not talking about my wonderful side view. We saw your, and I think, huh. You know, and usually it's some, you know, some fancy named woman's name or something like that. Hey, big boy, I saw your profile. And I always think, I wonder where they saw my profile. And then I think, who put my profile out there? And then I think, I wonder what they said. You know, this woman's after me. Well, look, listen, that's just the devil. By the way, it's probably some 80-year-old man.
Hey, big boy.
Anyway, immorality's after us every day. Every day, every day. Teenager, the devil's after you every day. The devil's trying to take your purity every day, young person. Every day, if you're pure, thank God that you've kept going day by day by day as the devil tries to steal that purity from you. Money's after you every day. You know, some way to sell out and because money is everything, right? Addictions are after us every day. You know, whatever it is. I mean, you say, well, I'm not an alcoholic. I don't smoke. I'm not. Yeah, but there's so many addictions out there, so much junk out there we get addicted to and we have to do. Lying is after you day by day. Cheating is after us day by day. Stealing is after us every day. Gossip is after us every day. Hate is after us every day. Wicked thoughts are after us day by day by day by day by day. And we've got to learn like Joseph did. Hey, I'm going to win today. I'm going to win today. Some of you will, you'll struggle with this because you lost one time. You failed one time. You gave in one time. And what you need to do now is just start all over and win day by day by day by day. We have day by day conflict. Everybody here has that. Number two, I want you to see day by day choices. Because every day Joseph had to choose. Are you listening? Every day Joseph had to say, no, I'm not going to do it. Every day he did it. She came to him and she would wear something skimpy one day. She'd wear something else skimpy the next day. This woman was after him. There's no question about that. But the Bible says so clearly that day by day she came, but he hearkened not unto her to lie by her or to be with her. Who knows, maybe she connected with him on the internet some evenings, you know? Hey, I'm all alone now, big boy. But every day he made a choice. Every day he chose right. See, I like that about him. I love that. I love verse 12, and don't get me wrong, it's wonderful. He ran, he fled, he got him out. But don't miss day by day. Every day, no matter what she tried. No matter what kind of perfume she had on, no matter what kind of deodorant she put on, no matter what kind of outfit she wore, no matter how floozy-ish she could be. I don't know if that's a word, but I sure like it right now. But it doesn't matter. Every time she came after him, day by day, he made a choice. Here's what Joshua said. Joshua said this. He said, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. But before he said that, he said, choose you this day whom you'll serve. You know, have you ever thought maybe I ought to just get up every morning and say, you know what? I'm going to serve God today. I'm going to choose God today. You ever thought before you walk out the door of your house, you just say, God, I'm going to serve you today. I'm going to go out and walk through a little filth today, but God, I'm going to come back and I'm going to be unspotted from this old world. I'm going to choose you today and choose right today. People will gossip, I won't listen. People talk dirty, I won't pay attention. People dress wrong or they'll try to lure me and I won't pay attention to them. Day by day by day, God, I choose you. Choose you this day whom ye will serve. As for me and my house, we'll serve the Lord. You know, verse 8, it says, but he refused. But he refused. When did he refuse? When she cast her eyes upon Joseph, she said, lie with me. But he refused. But he refused. Amen. Sometimes it's a hard thing. Those offers from the devil, those are tough things sometimes, aren't they? But he refused. Hey, you know, if you want to forget everything, drink this. Oh yeah, you'll forget everything. There's no doubt about that. Go ahead and get drunk. You'll forget everything. Problem is, when you sober up, everything you forgot will come back, plus all the mess you got into because you got drunk. Drugs, same thing. Most of what the world has, it's the same old thing. You know, oh, this will help you. This will help you. This will help you. This will help you. Hey, if it feels good, do it. Remember, that was in the 60s and 70s. Huh? Hey, you know what you have to do? You have to choose every day. It's tough. Those offers that the devil gives. Sometimes we make the wrong choice. Esau did, didn't he? You know the story? Esau's guts were growling. He's hungry. And what's he do? Oh, I got to eat. I got to eat. I got to eat. And here comes Jacob. Oh, brother, let me feed you. Oh, man, my guts are growling. You know, I mean, he could hear him growling. He was so hungry. Right. Yeah. You know, because he probably just all he had was breakfast. And, well, it's 11 o'clock. I'm starving. Right. Jacob says, it'll cost you your birthright. Esau, guts are growling. Oh, man, I don't need this birthright. I need a bowl of soup first. That cost him. Cost him. Bible says later on, he wept over that poor, poor decision. It cost him when he sold his birthright. Hey, David, one day. Somebody says, you know, David committing adultery, that's a terrible thing, and then murdering the woman's husband. What a terrible, but that wasn't the wrong decision that David made. Bible's real clear about his wrong decision. The Bible is very, very clear. The Bible says that when kings go forth to battle, David tarried in Jerusalem. Wait a minute, when kings go forth to battle, yeah, David was the king, and he stayed home. You understand, it's just a matter of not going to church. Could be. It's that decision. Ah, you know, I got a hangnail. I don't think I can go. I'm suffering a lot from that. Or, oh, I have a sniffle. You know, oh, people sniffle all the time in church. That's why we have Kleenex here, amen? Just come to the front. We have boxes right here just for the people in the front. But that's to wipe off the spit. No, I'm just kidding. But you know, David, one day he didn't go to battle, and then he sinned, and he made a bad choice. Isn't it amazing? It's so amazing how you can do right day by day by day by day, and then that one day, it messes everything up. It can. In fact, one day can ruin all. I mean, he avoided the flirtations. He avoided the connection with her in the office, and he avoided her chat room that she was in, right? And as she tried to get him on there, sending him wicked pictures and all this kind of stuff, and he avoided all that time, and over and over and over and over. And you sit here today and you say, you know, I did the same thing, and I did this, and I avoided that, and all that kind of stuff, and then that one day. Yeah. And day by day by day, you avoided the gossip of all the people and all the gossip and garbage that somebody, you know, the phone rings and you get on that and the texting and Facebook and, you know, just all the, oh, I got to find out about, you know, maybe you said no to stealing day by day by day and you had opportunity to steal and you didn't and you didn't cheat. And, you know, so many are in jail today because just that one time, they made the wrong choice. You see, day by day, we have to choose. Choose you this day. Joseph, day by day, made the right choice. Number one, we have a day by day conflict, and we all do. Number two, it's a day by day choice. You know, most of us with these choices, we don't make a choice that will destroy our life. Obviously, this would have destroyed Joseph's life. We know the story. We know how Joseph ends up becoming second in command. That was God's will for his life. You know, for a few minutes with Potiphar's wife, are you listening? It destroys it. Oh, you say, no, you don't understand, preacher. He got accused of it. Potiphar's wife ends up accusing him. I know the story. Oh, yeah, she did accuse him. And you know where he ended up? He ended up in jail. But you know who's still God? He ended up in jail, but God promoted him to second in command of Egypt. What do we miss out on because of that wrong choice? I would encourage you with those wrong choices to remember 1 John 1:9 is in the Bible. And it's a good way to end your day. If we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. To confess is to say the same thing God says about it. And it's to say, God, I did this, and it's sin, and it's wrong. Please forgive me. That's how you ought to end your day. I'm telling you, Joseph, day by day by day, he did right. That brings me to number three, and that is day by day consecration. Day by day. Consecration. It's in the Bible, Exodus 29, verse 38. Go ahead and look at it or write it down if you would. Exodus 29, verse 38. It tells about the children of Israel and the sacrifice. And notice what it says, "Now this is that which thou shalt offer upon the altar, two lambs of the first year, day by day continually." Now we don't have lamb sacrifice now. Jesus is the Lamb of God and he died on the cross to pay for our sins. But Romans 12 is a very good verse. It says, "Present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service." How should I do that, preacher? Day by day. Day by day. Hey, if in the Old Testament they were supposed to offer the sacrifice, they were to bring the lambs day by day, why wouldn't I bring my sacrifice of my life And say, "God, I am yours today." Jesus said this. He said, "Take up your cross daily." Daily. What's that? That's day by day. Day by day. We had this idea. Well, you know, when I was way back when I was a teenager, I went forward and I gave my life to Christ. And how's that going? Well, how about this? How about if every day? Every day you say, "I present my body a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is my reasonable service. Here am I, God. Here am I today." Today. You see, I believe with all my heart, that's what Joseph did. A day-by-day consecration. Consecration. Every day to get up and say, "I surrender all." You know, we sing that song often. We'll sing that, Brother Craig, for the invitation day. "I surrender all." You know, but the truth of the matter is, most of us, it's just a song. We don't think about what it's saying. Do you really surrender all? And do you surrender all day by day? Notice back in Genesis 39, if you would please, and verse 9. This I love this because Joseph, obviously, he's had opportunities day by day. He's had opportunities to say, "Okay, you and I, we're going to get together." He's had opportunities to give in to this immoral suggestion of this woman. But he says in verse 9, the second part, he says, "How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God?" because he was very, very conscious that though others may not be looking at him, though the cameras may not be on, though there's not somebody there recording all that is going on, he is very aware that his God sees him every day. See, here's a fella who knew who he belonged to. How do you know? Notice verse 8. Verse 8, he says, "But he refused and said unto his master's wife, Behold, my master wotteth not what is with me in the house. He hath committed all that he hath to my hand." Joseph recognizes this is an amazing thing. He's saying to this woman who's trying to get him to sin, he is saying to her, "Don't you understand? Your husband has entrusted everything to me." He said, "There is," verse 9, "there is none greater in this house than I, neither hath he kept back anything from me but thee, because thou art his wife." And Joseph recognizes, "I am in this position because my God has blessed me, and why would I throw it all away for you? And why would I be unfaithful to my God?" Because every day, I believe Joseph said, "God, help me. Help." First time she batted her eyelashes at him. You know, I guarantee. He's "God, you got to help me." Yeah, I don't think she's an ugly old hag. I think it was a real temptation. And I think Joseph many, many times, "Oh God, I'm yours. Don't let me defile that which is yours." If you and I would just day by day consecrate ourselves to God, set ourselves apart to God, and say, "God, don't let me get dirty today. Help me, God. When I come back and I lay my head on this pillow again, help me to be clean." Praise God. Day by day conflict, day by day choices, day by day consecration. But watch this, number 4, a day-by-day charge. What are you talking about? Well, I'm talking about our cell phones have to be charged, right? I'm talking about our car batteries have to be charged. They charge as you run, as you drive. Guess what? We have to be charged too. What do you mean? Look at 2 Corinthians 4, verse 16. It's one of the most frustrating things as a pastor as I watch people destroy themselves. I think, why don't we understand that every day, day by day, we need charged. We need renewed. We need help. 2 Corinthians 4:16, "For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day." Every day, day by day, I've got to have help. You know, really, honestly, what this verse says, you look in the mirror and you see that outward man perish, right? That old outward man, skin starts to, you know, get all shrivelly and the brown spots I'm talking about all the time and that outward man does, it's going to perish. We can do all we want. Honestly, you lift weights and all that. I lift weight. I get up. Amen. And I'm just saying, you know, but I can't do anything about the outward man. I can't do anything about the outward man's hair. It just keeps falling out, you know. But that inward man, I can plug him in. Are y'all listening? I can plug him in. I can't do a thing about that outward man, but I can plug that inward man in. And I can charge him up day by day. And if I don't, he will faint and he will give in to sin. Joseph, how did you overcome that? Every day, all that time, she's after you, buddy. What in the world did you? I charged up every day, day by day. Isaiah 40, verse 31 says, "But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." What do? They renew their strength. every day. We're dummies. Let's be honest. We're just pretty much dumb. We plug this thing in. We freak out if we don't plug it. I didn't plug in my phone. What am I going to do? Do you remember living without it? Some of us gray hairs do remember a time when we actually went, shh, shh. Some of you remember when you said, Mabel, get me number. You don't remember that. Maybe you do. But we got to get this thing plugged in. I mean, it's just, how many of you, I'm not going to ask you that, but some have more than one charger. I'll confess, I have a charger here at the church. I have a charger at home. Why? I got to have my phone. Who's going to call me now? Don't. Oh, it happens, believe me. People try to see if I have mine on vibrate. Look, folks, honestly, we're so worried about charging that. What about you? How do you think you're going to overcome the temptation? Some of you, honestly, I guarantee a crowd this size, some of you are right there. You're right on that line ready to faint and give in to that temptation. You're going to do something totally stupid. I know I shouldn't say stupid on a Sunday morning. I don't know any other way to describe it. Okay, totally sinful. That may be better on a Sunday morning, but sinful is stupid. And you're right on that edge and the pressure's on. Why don't you charge up? Why don't you charge up like Isaiah's talking about here? Wait upon the Lord. Why don't you spend time in prayer? Luke 11 verse 3 says this. It's the Lord's prayer. And what is it? Give us day by day our daily bread. We'll pray. We'll pray. Give us day by day our daily bread. By the way, we always think of that as just food. How about this? How about if it's God, every day meet my needs so I don't think I need something else. Every day. Because that's what gets you in trouble. When the little chat room opens up and that beautiful gal that's after you or that hunk of a guy that's after you, you know, who's probably a 90-year-old whatever. Not that 90's bad. Don't get me wrong. You just don't know what it is, to be honest with you. But the point is, you're married. And if God will give you day by day your daily bread, what you need, and He'll meet all your needs, then money won't be a temptation. Are you listening? Stealing would never be a temptation. And so get on your knees in the morning. God, take care of me today. And let me know that I have all I need. And you, sir, you look over at that wife that God gave you and you say, I have all I need. I don't need anybody else. I don't need all that stuff. And ma'am, you look at that husband before he goes off to work and you say, oh God, help me know that I have all I need. But see, if we don't pray, we're not getting charged up and we're not ready. Joseph, he didn't have a woman. He didn't have a wife. Can you imagine? God, I'm a man. And God, help me to know that I have all I need right now. Help me to know I have all I need. I can't even imagine how God charged him up. But I know he did, day by day. Specifically, God, meet my needs and make me content with what I have. Amen. Amen. He prayed. Nehemiah 8, verse 18, look at it. Nehemiah 8 and verse 18, we're just about done. Nehemiah 8 and verse 18. Again, we have the words day by day, and what's it refer to? It says in Nehemiah 8:18, also day by day, from the first day unto the last day, he read in the book of the law of God. How about getting charged up by reading your Bible day by day? Pray day by day, read your Bible day by day. It's a day by day charge, every day. I got to plug in my cell phone. You got to plug in your spirit. And you got to plug into God. Amen. It's called in John 15, it's called abiding in Christ. It's walking with God. Read the Word of God day by day. Some folks, you know, your Bible, this is the first time you've seen it all week. Today, Sunday only. Now imagine if today was the only day you ate. Come on, think about it. Just think about that. All right. Today, you're going to go stuff your... Sunday. It's Sunday. You've got to have a big meal Sunday afternoon, right? Oh, yeah. I know, Harold. I got to have a big meal Sunday afternoon. Oh, yeah. Now imagine if that's the only day you're going to eat. Well, you're going to eat a lot, aren't you? It's kind of like, well, I came to church. I listened to everything the preacher said, and I looked up every verse, and I feel pretty good. Really? Well, I got news for you. I can say this. The other day we had a pretty good sized meal. I don't even remember what it was. It ended up with apple pie. Oh, hallelujah. But the truth of the matter is, I said to my wife, I'll never eat again. A few hours later, I'm snacking on pretzels or something. Right? Can you imagine? The only day, if you only ate on Sunday, you wouldn't last, would you? Right? How about if Sunday was the only day that you looked in the mirror and cleaned up? Oh, it worked on Sunday. I look pretty good. The Bible's a mirror. If the only day we look at it is on Sunday, again, imagine the only day you look in the mirror is on Sunday. That means the broccoli that you ate on Sunday evening for your one meal, or Sunday afternoon for your one meal that got between your teeth, you didn't see it on Monday. Everyone else did. And you didn't see it on Tuesday as it turned whatever color it might. Having been, well, you get it. Yeah. My wife says, honey, not on Sunday morning. Do that on Sunday night. But what do? We eat day by day, don't we? And we look in the mirror day by day, and we clean up day by day. Thank God. Some should. Anyway, day by day, right? And that's why we need to read our Bible day by day. It's a day-by-day charge to pray, to read our Bible. How about this? 2 Chronicles 30, verse 21. I am so close to being done. You can put your shoes on, ladies. Seriously. 2 Chronicles 30, your neighbor wishes you would. 2 Chronicles, you say, I washed my feet last week. It's what I'm talking about. Amen. 2 Chronicles, what did I say, 30? Here's another day by day that I like and we fail at. It's part of charging up. 2 Chronicles 30, verse 21. And the children of Israel that were present at Jerusalem kept the feast of unleavened bread 7 days with great gladness. And the Levites and the priests praised the Lord day by day, singing with loud instruments unto the Lord. Praise the Lord day by day. You know, praising God charges me up. Amen. It renews me. It charges me up by reminding me how good God is. Amen. It just fires me up when I praise Him. It also keeps me from griping at Him. By the way, if I start griping about everything, pretty soon God sends that substitute in there like Potiphar's wife, right? Like that money temptation, like that drug, like alcohol, like whatever substitute the devil has and has offered and will offer you. He will send it your way just as soon as you start griping and complaining about what God's given you. So the best thing to charge you up is to say, praise the Lord. When's the last time you praised the Lord for your spouse? When's the last time, kids, you praised the Lord for your parents? When's the last time you praised the Lord for your children? Oh, I don't know if I ever have. When's the last time you praise the Lord for your church? You praise the Lord for your church over and over again, you'll find very little to gripe about. There's just so much to praise the Lord for. When's the last time? I mean, seriously, you praise the Lord for your country. It's still the greatest country in all the world. Amen. Amen. Oh, listen, that's how we need to charge up. I think Joseph every day, I think Joseph looked around and he said, my brothers wanted to kill me. They threw me in a pit. They sold me as a slave. And God has put me in Potiphar's house as a slave. And I have control of everything that Potiphar has. Isn't God good? And Joseph, I think he marveled at how wonderful God is. Oh, he could have said, oh, those wicked brothers, I'll show them. Yeah, those wicked, they threw me in a pit. I'll show them. Where's God when I need him? I'm a slave. Oh, he could have done what we do so often. But instead he said, I need charged up. Well, God did this to me. I'll just commit immorality with her. He could have done that. And people do all the time. I'll show God. Yeah? How about starting the day praising him? And then just praise him all day long. Bible says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Bible says, in everything, give thanks. In everything. It means everything. Well, what about everything? Yeah, but I had some bad everything. Amen. Why should I do? Well, because God deserves our thanks. But how about this? It'll charge you up. Amen. It's good. I hate to end, but I'm going to end. It's a day-by-day conflict every day. We're tempted like Joseph. Day-by-day choice, every day you have to choose to do right. It's a day-by-day consecration. Every day you say, God, I'm yours. I'll do whatever you want me to do. It's a day-by-day charge, knowing I cannot do it on my own. I've got to be connected. I've got to have help. And I'm charged by reading God's word and by praying and by praising God. And then the last thing is number five, it's a day-by-day conquest. See, the key to verse 12, he fled and got him out, is verse 10. Because he did every day, day by day by day. Every day. You know, we ought to have success every day, folks. You ought to say, you know what? I am had a victorious day today. That doesn't mean you weren't tempted. That doesn't mean wicked thoughts didn't come to your mind. That doesn't mean stuff didn't happen. It just means, you know what? I was prepared. And I have victory today. Thank God. Again, it goes back to the song that Pearson sang, I don't know about tomorrow. I know this. Today I'm going to win. I'm on the winning side, and I'm going to win today. You know, you're looking at tomorrow, and you're looking at a failure back there. Hey, how about I'm going to win today? Whatever you're tempted with, you know it's coming. You know it's coming this afternoon. You know it's coming as soon as you walk out the door. You know it's coming. Hey, just leave this place saying, God, I am going to consecrate my life to you. I've gotten charged up, and I'm going to do it every day, day by day. Let's bow our heads, please. Heads are bowed.